Thank you, candidates, for all your questions. Those questions were presented by the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce. We're going to move on to questions that were presented by all of you. The first one I'd like to address, and I think that maybe we don't need to take the time for five of you to answer this, but a person wrote, I'm confused. Who can vote for what, and what are the election dates? Can non-Pinedale residents vote for the mill levy increase, and where? So I'd like to address that if I can. The election date is May 4th. There are two locations. As far as Pinedale residents, if you reside in the town of Pinedale limits, you can vote on both issues and candidates. You can vote for the lodging tax. You can vote for the mill levy increase initiative. You can vote for all of the candidates that you see in front of you on May 4th. The locations are for the lodging tax and for the candidates you see that are presented in front of you at Town of Pinedale Town Hall. The second location is Patty? Time?
Town Hall is 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. The mill levy, Rob, do you want to verify that, 10 to 6 at the high school? If you reside in Sublette County, you can vote on that.
Terry, can I address that just real quick?
Okay, well, go ahead.
This is Mayor Smith. The town election will be held at the town hall on Tuesday, May the 4th, from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m. During those hours, you can vote for the candidates for town council as well as the candidates for mayor, and you can vote on the Pinedale lodging tax. All Pinedale residents living within the town limits can vote for those two issues. The staff at the town hall, as well as deputy clerks from the county clerk's office, will be there to assist to register voters who may not be registered living in the town limits. And if there are any questions on the county election, the town staff and the county clerk's office will direct voters to where they can go vote on the mill levy issue.
And if you aren't registered, you can register the day of at the town hall. So maybe I couldn't take that one. So we'll move on to the next one. The question that one of you in the audience asked, and we'll start, actually, we left off with Dave. We'll start with Steve Smith. Do you think the town should support building a truck route to bypass Pinedale? 1 minute.
That was a pretty serious concern, and I think it still is for a lot of folks that recreate and walk up and down South Tyler, which is the easiest access to the Anticline and the Mesa. I do support that. I've had conversations with the county commissioners on that very issue. I know it's been an initiative that's been supported and attempted. There are some logistical problems with that, but speaking for myself as the mayor, I do think that the town should cooperate in that effort. It's a good cause.
I also agree with that. There's some concern. I've heard some concerns that it will divert traffic from town, and people, tourists particularly, and those sorts of folks will bypass town. It's coming into town from the lumberyard out there. It's a little under 3 miles to the courthouse. Going around the other way, it's over 6 miles. People are not going to use the bypass to get through town. They're going to go through town. It's pretty much strictly the industrial traffic that will be able to get off of Main Street and off of Tyler by having that bypass.
This is Tim Lingle. I, as a resident down on South Tyler, I think I'd support removing the big rigs from South Tyler. If maybe there's some trade-offs involved, that maybe they could bump the speed limit back up to 25 and maybe put some footbridges in so that, you know, the new park down there would have some better access routes to town. But, you know, it remains a question of who funds it. And, you know, I think since industry would be the main user of it and they would be able to speed up their routes to the Anticline, that maybe they should fund the majority of that. But I guess that would remain to be seen.
This is Chris House. I agree as well that we do need some sort of bypass around the town for industrial traffic, and I think there are several ways to address it. It's just been very hard for all of us to come up with a solution that everyone's agreeable to. I also think that we need to be careful how we address it. If we just build a bypass around town, then who's to say everybody that's traveling down the highway is not just going to bypass us? Thanks.
This is Dave Rolchek. That's a great question. It reminds me of about 1998 or 1999 when I went to the town council meetings when Mayor Rose Skinner was there and we were all concerned about Tyler, the very beginning of the Anticline. And I don't know how many times I told Mayor Skinner at the time we need a truck route. If we had a truck route, we wouldn't have to worry about a truck route. And it didn't sink in then, but finally it has sunk in at least partially now. And Pam Curry's in the audience here. She remembers because Tom Curry, her husband, pushed the partial truck route that exists now from the industrial park over to above town in the Mesa. So I very, very much support the continuation of a really decent, good truck route. And then we can require a lot of the heavy trucks to use that route. And I think it's going to be a lot better for everybody all around.
Thank you, candidates. Next question. This is directed for the mayor. I don't see why all of you couldn't answer this question. Would you consider staff cuts or salary reductions as part of the budget belt tightening? 1 minute.
We're in the process now of looking at the 2010-2011 fiscal year and budgeting for that. At this time, we are not considering staff cuts or salary decreases. Obviously, that's a benefit that we would like to keep for our employees who do a very good job. We have cut in the last two budget workshops well over $1 million from the budget that exists, and we have tightened our belts on all line items in the 2010-2011 budget. That does not include employee cuts or salary decreases.
Yeah, at this point, I don't see the need to make cuts. Economic activity level has declined significantly, but we're not broke. With the production activity, we still have a significant amount of money coming in. It is reduced from what it was a couple of years ago, but it's still way more than it was 10 and 15 years ago. So actually, compared to most other communities in the state, we're still healthy. We're being cautious and relatively conservative with the budget, but we're not in an emergency at this point.
I'd love to see budget cuts. I think that the more we spend now, the more we're responsible to spend later when we can't afford it. So maybe we could contract out some engineering instead of have an on-staff engineer. That might save some money there. But I do think we should stop spending so unwisely that we're going to be forced to pay big bills in the future on infrastructure that maybe is only sustained by the gas field right now. So,
this is Chris House. I agree with everything that Mayor Smith said, and I would like to reiterate a couple of points that he had mentioned. I think that we are very well staffed right now. I don't support any staffing cuts or salary decreases. We are working to decrease the budget as necessary, and we are in pretty good financial shape, and I think as long as we're responsible with it, we're doing good.
This is Dave Olchek. I happen to have went to the last budget workshop over at the town hall last week, and I happen to have a copy of the town's proposed budget with me, and believe me, it was eye-opening. I was surprised at how detailed it is. I thought it was a very good budget. I was listening with open ears to see what might be done. It seemed to reflect some past budget cutting. For one thing, I do not support salary cuts. I think people are doing a very good job, and the price of living in town has gone up so much that wouldn't seem fair. But having first-hand experience in the budget, I think that as long as we can afford the things that we can afford, we're okay. However, I remain fiscally somewhat conservative, and I hope that if our revenues drop, we have to just tighten our belt.
Thank you, candidates. Next question would be, how many more taxes do we and people outside of Pinedale need for our town? K county, and state to provide everything that you, the government, wants. So we left off with, I believe we can start with Dave Hull.
I don't think it's a matter of what we, the government, want. It's a matter of we, the representatives of the community, want. And I think we are fairly reactive to the wants of the community. Community wants sewer, water, streets, and have for a long time. And then, and that's what they're getting. And I guess reflecting back to the previous question briefly, one of the reasons we have a fairly significant staff at the moment is because we're doing a lot. And without that staff, we wouldn't be able to at least responsibly do as much as we're doing.
This is Tim Lingle. I'm opposed to taxes. I hate taxes. And I think that, you know, it's the incumbent on the government to spend it, the tax revenue, only on services that the citizens ask for and require. And, you know, beyond that, I think that referendums need to be put forward to, you know, if we have big infrastructure projects, that maybe the citizenry should be able to vote on that kind of expenditure. So.
This is Chris House again. I don't think at the current time that we need any more taxes. I think there are a lot of avenues out there to collect money. That, I mean, there are grants, there are low interest, long term loans. There's money from other entities that's available from the state, the county, things that you just have to ask for to get. I mean, they're not knocking on the door, giving it away. You have to do your research and look for these items, and you can find them. They're out there. So. Currently, I don't support any new taxes.
This is Dave Olsek. Excuse me. This is Dave Olsek again. I don't support any new taxes. I think we ought to lower them a little bit. My real estate taxes are killing me, and I happen to have 10 acres in Bargerville, a horse pasture that I don't use, and I find that paying you know, double all kinds of school and all this stuff. I don't have any kids in school, and I don't mind paying my fair share. But boy, it's just killing me, and when I get onto a fixed income, I don't know how we're going to be able to manage. So I don't support any new taxes. I think the concept that Mr. Lingle brought up about a referendum is a good way to do it, let the voters decide. But I'd rather just lower some of our taxes, not raise them.
Terry, would you mind repeating the question? I want to make sure I've got it just right.
The question was, how many more taxes do we and people outside of Pinedale need for our town, county, and state to provide everything that you, the government, want?
Okay, thanks. I think the implication of the question is that the government is initiating taxes on the citizenry, and that simply isn't the case. The town and the county have no taxing authority. The people decide whether or not they will instill a tax upon themselves. That's why we're having the initiatives on both the lodging tax and the mill levy. Government's not levying taxes on you. You have the decision on whether or not you want to pay those taxes for the services you'll gain.
Thank you, candidates. Next question would be, we left off with Dave. Tim, will you start?
Sure.
Would you support the increase of flow in Pine Creek in order to enhance recreation such as fishing and tubing or small-scale floating? 1 minute.
That's a great question. I would love to increase in-stream flow, and ranchers be damned. If people, that's a beneficial use, and I know that argument's gone round and round, but that's one of the most beneficial uses. And we live in Pinedale. The Pine Creek, you know, is really the heart of town, and it's not Pine Street, it's Pine Creek. And if we could increase flow down that year-round, but, you know, I think the town, it's incumbent on the town to take advantage of all their water rights and increase fishing and you know, the benefits of tourism that come with that, that we definitely should increase and be using our in-stream flow as a beneficial use.
And this is Chris House. To the best of my knowledge, we can increase in-stream flow in Pinedale without the loss of water rights. And as long as that is true and correct, I totally support it. I think we need more water in the creek. I mean, it is the heart of town, and we all enjoy going. If just looking or playing or fishing or whatever, we all enjoy it. And if we've got the water and we can put it in there without losing the rights, I think that we certainly should do that.
Hi, Dave Olchek again. That's another great question. I would fully support increasing Pinedale's flow for recreation and increased fishing. The town's water right at Fremont Lake, since the dam was rebuilt back about 20 or so years ago, I believe gives us enough water to support a community of about 50,000 people. So with all, we have to respect the water rights of all the irrigators, but I think there's plenty of water there to be used for working with the Game and Fish on projects like an increased logjam project. And I believe I mentioned a little green space riparian area walkway there in previous comments. And I also do want to comment and compliment Mayor Smith on his obtaining the ground adjacent to Pine Creek for the park that he was able to effect a couple of years ago. I think that's a step in the right direction.
I could certainly talk for more than a minute on this issue. I've gone round and round around the state with legislatures from other communities and promoting in-stream flow for communities like ourselves. First of all, the town has over 17,000 acre-feet of storage rights in Fremont Lake. We currently use those water rights for three issues, all of which are defined by statute as beneficial use. One is for service to the town, our drinking water that our citizens use. The second is for agricultural purposes, also protected under beneficial use. The town basically donates 5,000 acre-feet a year to local ranchers to go down the local ditches. And we also use very little currently for the fisheries habitat protection, which is also defined as a beneficial use. Maintaining flow in Pine Creek at 14 cubic feet a second year-round would maintain that fishery habitat, and that's certainly doable. And I think out of the spirit of cooperation with what we provide to agriculture, perhaps they could support us in this effort.
I agree.
Thank you, candidates. We've gone through the submitted questions, so we have a bit of time left over. I'd like to give each candidate the opportunity, 1 minute, to address why they are the best candidate for what they're running for. And as I said before, 1 minute. And I know afterwards that most of them are going to be sticking around for maybe some one-on-one time for those of you who are a little shy and didn't submit their questions. And there are going to be folks representing both the mill levy increase initiative and the Pinedale lodging tax that are going to stick around if you have additional questions. So again, thank you for coming. On behalf of the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce and candidates, we'll start with Chris House.
This is when I get on the soapbox. I don't have a whole lot to say. I won't take up a whole minute here. I am an honest, loyal person. I'm not going anywhere. I've learned a lot over the last 4 years, and I'm just really getting comfortable on the council and with what's going on. I would love to continue, and I assure that you can count on me to do the right thing at all times. Thank you.
Hi, Dave Olchek. I feel I have a lot to offer the town and its townspeople, ideas, talents, my desires for enhancing tourism, my writing skills for writing historic narratives and cultural sites and things like that. If the community thinks that I can be an asset to them with these skills, and I happen to know a lot about the oil and gas business, I'm more than happy to provide those skills and assets to the community. So that's the only reason I'd ask for your vote, is if you think I can help you. And I'd also like to say, también hablo español y quiero oír lo que nuestros amigos que hablan español en la comunidad quieren. Y yo siempre tengo un oiga para ellos también.
Mayor Steve here. It's been a really great 4 years, and I'm proud of the accomplishments of the town. It takes time to learn this job and to build the relationships that the town and I have built, again, both with local community leaders, local elected officials of the state and the federal government, as well as other appointed folks in D.C. and Cheyenne, and we need to continue those relationships, and I've worked very hard to build those, and I think it has benefited the town both in funding that we've received from the state and support of our folks in Washington as far as getting some ARRA funding for our infrastructure projects. I want to thank a minute, just to take a minute to thank the Chamber for hosting this forum, and to Bob Rule for broadcasting it to the community on KPINE. It's been a great opportunity. I want to thank the candidates that took the time to attend, and I'd like to encourage all residents to vote on May 4th. Thank you.
I guess my basic perspective is that over the last 2 or 3 years, we've developed a very good working relationship and effective working relationship on the council. We're getting an awful lot done. We work well together, and I'd like to continue to be part of that and keep that, we're kind of on a roll, and just keep that going.
This is Tim Lingle. I decided to run last year when our pipes froze up, and met in front of the town council 5 different times, and I thought that decision-making on the council was wanting at best. And, you know, I think that when citizens come to the town with their concerns, they should be heard and not brushed off. And I think that, you know, the townsfolk that, you know, are told that, well, you're not from here, you know, but we live here and pay taxes, I think we have every right to be heard. And that drove me to run for town council. And I think that everybody deserves to be heard and, you know, at have decisions made in a timely manner, and not delayed 4 or 5 meetings. So, vote for me. Thanks.
Okay, that wraps it up, and I know that these folks are going to make themselves available afterwards for questions, maybe some one-on-one time. Thank you all for coming on behalf of the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you to the candidates, and thank you to the folks that are here and going to make themselves available for additional questions. So thank you all for coming.
You've been listening live to KPIN Radio to a forum which was held in the Lovett Room of the Sublette County Library of candidates who are running for mayor and for town council. Again, just going over the list of candidates, the candidates for mayor, Gary Hoyt, who was not in attendance, and Stephen Smith, the incumbent mayor, the two candidates for mayor. One of these two will become our mayor after the May 4th election. And we had 4 candidates running for 2 slots on the town council. The 4 candidates for town council included Dave Volchek, Chris House, Dave Hull, and Tim Lingle. Now, Chris House and Dave Hull are both incumbents. Tim Lingle and Dave Volchek coming in new to the race for town council. We want to just take a moment and thank our sponsor of tonight's program. And first of all, we apologize for a little rough start getting going. We had a few connectors that didn't work and a couple switches in the wrong position. And anyway, we apologize. And we had a little feedback. Once we got everything going, I think we got the thing on the air. But our apologies for the kind of rough start that the show had. But we do want to thank our sponsor, PinedaleOnline.com. Now, if that's not your home page on your internet browser, it really should be, because from PinedaleOnline.com, you can go just about anywhere you need to go by clicking on various different links. And just in case you haven't looked over the entire website, remember that news is frequently updated. This isn't one of those town sites where about twice a year they go in and revise it. Don Ballou does an excellent job. It's kind of a one-woman shop operation. That's hard to say, one-woman shop. Easier to say one-man shop, isn't it? But no, this is a one-woman shop. Don, spelled D-A-W-N. Don Ballou is the person who does all that updating on the website. News is frequently updated. They archive all the stories, too. If you want to go clear back to 2004, check the archives. There's a lot of good information there. I know some people wanted to know more about the fire a few years ago. Those fire pictures are still there if you ever want to go look at them. And then they frequently update the community calendar. Now, remember, here on KPIN Radio, we no longer do community calendar, but Pinedale Online does. So to check for upcoming events, check the community calendar on PinedaleOnline.com. And their Help Wanted job board is available there on PinedaleOnline.com. New listings go up during the day, during the evening, even on weekends. Don is just working around the clock, keeping that up to date. Very, very attractive rates if you want to list on that. So check the Pinedale online job board when you get a chance. Classified ads, they have online classified ads. They're seen worldwide, not just here in Pinedale. People all over the world actually go to this website to see what's happening here. A lot of former residents of Pinedale, of course, check it regularly. Another one, of course, is the weather and road condition page. Normally when there's some bad weather or bad road conditions, Don will put a big banner at the top of the website to let you know about it. And you can, of course, click and go to the National Weather Service or go to the Department of Transportation reports. It's just an easy way to get to where you're going. And, of course, the Pinedale Online Business Directory. That's over on the right-hand side of your page. Scroll up and down. Click on some of these businesses. These are our local businesses that support the community. If your business isn't on that directory, get hold of PinedaleOnline.com. Easiest thing is just email Don. The email is support@PinedaleOnline.com. Once again, support@PinedaleOnline.com. We'll give you a chance to get in touch with Don Ballou and get your business up there on the online business directory. So a fantastic website. We're very blessed to have that at our community. Not too many communities have anything at all like it, but we do here in Pinedale. Make it your homepage, PinedaleOnline.com. All right, well, again, what you just finished hearing was a little candidate form for the mayor's race and town council. Those candidates are still at the Lovett Room right now in the county library here in Pinedale. If you want to meet them in person, head on over. They'll be there for a little bit and ask them a question or two face-to-face. Again, thank you very much to the Pinedale, the Sublette, I almost said Pinedale Chamber of Commerce. I know better than that. Thank you very much to the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce that serves the entire county for putting on this program and allowing people to learn a little bit about their candidates. I think it was a great opportunity for people to be able to get to know where the candidates stand on the various different issues. Again, the election is May 4th. There's actually three elections happening on May 4th. One of them is the election for the town council, the people you just heard from, and the mayor's race. The second one is the lodging tax. Now, the lodging tax, a question, which is just a yes-no vote on the lodging tax, and also the question on who you want for mayor and town council, only people that live in the town limits can vote in that election. But a third election is also happening on May 4th, and that is the increasing the mill levy for the rural healthcare district to provide funding for the ambulance service and the clinics and the medical services here in town. And that's countywide. There'll be various different polling places open for that. So to vote in everything, if you live in town, if you live in Pinedale, you'll have to go to two different polling places to vote for everything. Again, for those of you who live outside the town limits, the only issue that you'll be able to vote on will be the rural healthcare district question, and there'll be polling places in several locations. We'll let you know as we get closer to election day where those are. Again, thank you so much to the Sublette County Chamber of Commerce for putting this program on. Thank you for the candidates for their participation, and a big thank you to our sponsor, PinedaleOnline.com, for making this broadcast possible right here on Sublette County's local radio station, KPIN Pinedale.